Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, David, let's do a couple ticket texts before we hand this thing off to Wojo and Rieger, who have to do a real show today.
Well, that's Wojo, funny.
I mean, Rieger does.
Yeah, that's funny. Justin Fields is broken and more damaged than a Mr. Dangerous Hammond's cheese sub. Sealer QB might as well be a kindergarten class. That's Gilly at work.
See, I'm afraid that mentally, I think he is broken. I think the Bears just did a number on him. Sorry, David. But you know what? If you put them together,
it could be worse. You could have that, but pay it $40 million and call it Dan Jones.
At least David's options are cheap, right?
They are very cheap compared to yours.
It's like bitching and complaining about your car when you paid $500 at the swap shop for it.
Right.
Versus the guy who bought an expensive car and bought a lemon.
It just won't run. Well, you spent $250 on it.
You literally, like, you traded a bag of groceries for a car.
Yeah. I'm assuming, and I don't know, and I'm not trying to be funny. If the Giants tank this year, and they're just bad,
mm-hmm.
will they go get a quarterback in the draft? Or,
yes.
Okay.
And then it'll be a new coach and a new GM, and we'll start the same dance all over again, and it just ends in the same place, a coffin.
But you could end up being like Chicago and just say, you know what, we're going to get rid of him, or we're starting all over.
No, that's it. That's all we do is start over. That's all we do. Because our owner is a spineless jellyfish. John Mara is pathetic.
You got Thibodeau.
You got Daniel Jones. Yeah.
Watching Hard Knocks has made me hate my organization even more.
So why do you watch it?
What else am I supposed to do?
Tell the people again, Rico, what he was supposed to watch.
Yeah.
He was supposed to watch Clipped.
Right, you were supposed to watch Clipped. I don't know how you got hurt.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Hi, Mike. Hi.
What's going on?
Rico. What's going on?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Stellar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little nervous. Rico was on edge. Mike's on edge.
They had a very nice hug out there.
They did.
It was nice.
Oh, I'm not mad at Rico. No, I get flustered with this place. That's
all. Yeah. Everybody's on edge. Rieger, are you on edge?
No, I feel fantastic.
I had a great conversation with Rieger till you said, yeah. Rieger, we don't talk to those people.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's what he said.
Get rid of black job.
Oh,
that's
no.
Pretty much what he said. Like, Wojo didn't realize he was on speakerphone. I think that's what it was.
No, Rieger? I said, do you want to do a show or not?
Walk away now and talk to me.
And I said, Rico, I got to go. Sorry.
I don't think we've ever seen Mike and Rico hug before, though, have we?
Until today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
It was
patronizing, but I appreciated the support.
It was not patronizing.
No,
it was just,
I feel supported.
Right now, I want to run away from this like Connor Stallions from the media.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, the little cat and mouse game.
Can I ask a serious question?
Can you imagine what 75-year-old Mick McCabe running after him.
Well, first of all, like if you're Connor, like if you were gonna do this, move to New Mexico, change your name to like Happy McSmileson, and try it. You can't go down the
Connor
road
Donkey.
Here. Oh no, or literally just
Brad
go.
Steals.
You know what? I'm gonna go by my middle name out here. Legally, right. Still the same name,
right?
But no one knows my middle name.
Well, he's from here. He's a Michigan fan. He doesn't want to leave.
Big Mumford guy.
A big Mumford fan, apparently.
Who isn't?
The thing is, supposedly he can't talk until the Netflix thing comes out.
You coach Ed Mumford. No one cares.
Well, apparently a few did.
I just love the mental picture reading the article, and they're waiting. The six media people are waiting, and Connor Stallions is like sprinting to center field.
And I love Mick because he's like, and no one was chasing him. He was just out there running. The whole thing.
He was wearing a bucket hat.
It's absurd at every level.
It's theater of the absurd. And I blame the high school, honestly. Yeah. Hey,
a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
A little bit.
They're getting a little pub out of this.
An administrator should go, cheating scumbag. Absolutely not. And well, they don't blame Connor. If they're going to let him be there, let him be there.
He has not broken any high school rules. What's that?
He passed the background check.
Sure,
they said.
He did.
That's what the head coach said.
The background check is. Can you spell cat? Are you alive?
Listen, I'm just telling you what I read in the press.
Yeah, can you spell cat? Hit
do
this
you have
button
a
and
library
you get the first two
card?
No microfiche machine for you.
What's next?
Oh, yeah, we are, because we have Lions review later, so I'm going to talk Lions later. So me and the little Rieger kid are going to talk about the Tigers, and we're not. He tried to mention the word wild card.
I did not.
You did.
No, I said in the next 10 games, they're going to climb the wild card rankings.
No, they're not.
No,
they're not. You're 8.5 out with what, 32 games left?
Yes, and you have to pass like 5 teams.
Right.
I'm not
you're
saying
eight
it's
and
happening.
A half game. No, here's what you should
oh
be focusing
God.
On, and you're missing it.
Well, take your anger out of me.
You want them to win a ton.
Yes.
So it puts pressure on Ilitch and Harris to
agree.
Wake up and do something this offseason.
That was my point during our show last Friday, and Rico goes, oh, shut up. There's nothing to watch.
No,
I did not say that.
I just said every year we believe something's real. It turns out not to be real. Torque last year.
How about they caught fire at the end of last year? It wasn't
exactly
real.
Exactly. 2021, AJ Hinch, you'll either come here or we're going to beat you. Remember that comment?
But if they
won 66 games
the next
year. If
they stay hot the rest of this year, which who knows, it will be with more of the core guys than it's been in the past.
And Scott Harris promised us that when the core was here, he'd do things and stuff.
We're going to use that quote,
heavily,
by the way.
Heavily. He said heavily.
Heavily is buy out Baez and Maeda, sign Scooble, and add two major bats to this lineup and support these young players.
Where was Baez yesterday?
Who cares?
In that broadcast.
They said
he's on a
very
planets.
Very Yankee-centric broadcast, people were saying.
Who
oh, really?
Cares? The game was an atrocity.
Found out this is the hot button topic. Who wins more games, Penn State or Michigan?
This year?
Yeah.
No, 1956.
Well,
we did a receipt.
Usually every year, but
okay, I'm done. Okay,
yeah,
I'm signing myself.
Oh, well, they don't play each other, so they can't give one a loss. Yeah, that's different.
My favorite part of the day when Wojo just makes these guys go.
How is
away.
That uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable to knowing. Just answer the question.
No, Penn State has a chance this year because they won't get a loss from Michigan.
Who just wins more games at the end of the season?
I'll go
probably
Penn State.
Say Penn State because
there
of that.
Go.
Yes. Because they don't have a guaranteed loss to Michigan on their schedule. That's all I was clarifying.
A guaranteed loss.
Oh, 97.1 the ticket.
David, hit the fucking.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.